was a rich merchant in Plymouth did dwell. He had but one daughter, a beautiful girl. Now a handsome young farmer with riches supplied, he courted this young girl to make her his bride. He courted her long and he gained her love. At length she intended this young man to prove. When he asked her to marry, she quickly replied and told him straight out she would not be his bride. He vowed that then home he straightway would go, and by a sad oath to her he did swear he'd wed the first woman he ever did see, though she was as mean as a beggar could be. She ordered her servants this man to delay, her jewels and rings she soon put them away. She put on the worst of all rags she could find, she looked like a teapot before and behind. She rubbed both her hands on the old chimney back, and then blacked her face from corner to crack. Around the road she flew like a witch, with her petticoats hoisted all on the half hitch. Now the young man came riding, and when he did see her, he cried out, alas, for his oath he did fear. But being so faithful to keep his words true, he overtook her, saying, "Pray, who are you?" "I am a woman." The answer did suit him as well as the rest. It lay very hard and heavy on his breast. "Oh, how can I bear for to make her my bride?" But still he did ask her behind him to ride.
"Your horse will throw me, I know."
"No," he replied, "my horse it will not." So then she climbed up him, and behind him she got. He wished himself well from his promises free, but still he turned to her, saying, "Will you marry me?"
"Yes, I will."